the word means. So it says here, now the serpent was more, and my Bible says subtle, but the Hebrew says crafty, okay? It says the serpent was more crafty than any of the beasts of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, has God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden, of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Okay? For God does know that in the day that you eat, then your eyes shall be open and you shall be ki Elohim. It's the first Hebrew word with the numerical value of 666. And he says, you shall be like God. If you eat of this fruit, God knows that the day you eat of this fruit, you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Okay? So that's the first 666 in the Bible. And Eve is sitting there and she's listening to the serpent introduce her to what? Sin. Not sin. God told me Satan walked away here. I don't have to make you sin. God wanted me to know sin comes from the introduction of new knowledge. And everybody wants to have new knowledge. Everybody wants to know, think that they have the answer, okay? But nobody goes back to the original and say, what did God say? And what did God say? Do not eat of the fruit in the midst of the garden, because the day you eat of it, you will die. The snake comes and say, I too am a prophet. Thus says the Lord, if you do eat of it, you will not surely die. And God knows that when you eat of it, you're going to become just like God. And then the Lord told me, as I was doing this study last night, he said, after Satan said that, he walked away. He didn't stay there saying, now come on and eat it. Come on and eat it. You can do it. Right? He didn't. God said he walked away because he had already done his job and she had already done her sin. What was her sin? I'm going to give an ear to a liar. I'm going to give my ear to false information. And so let's see what happens after Satan walks away. You got to remember, Satan's not here anymore. So it says here, and when the woman saw, now Satan is gone. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and did eat, and gave also unto the husband with her, and he did eat. So Satan didn't have to take a piece of fruit off the tree and put it in her hand and say, now feel around on it. Doesn't it feel delicious? All you gotta do. Exactly. That's what he did. Sharon's right. Satan's job is not to make you sin. Satan's job is to give you the information that is contrary to God. And then he steps back and your flesh takes over. So this is what the Lord wanted me to know. This was Eve's sin. Eve's sin was, I'm going to, like some of you guys, right? Not you here. Well, if you do it here, let me know. You watch 4 hours of YouTube every day and read your Bible for 10 minutes. 4 hours of wait a minute. They're going to have the mark. The mark is coming. This guy knows who the Antichrist is. Hold up. Wait a minute. You have become an expert in watching all the teachers of the world. That is not good. Because God didn't call all those people, and they're monetized. The people who own it are paying them to lie to you. Or maybe they think they're telling the truth. But one thing that that's for absolutely sure, YouTube did not ordain them. Okay? They don't have a certificate of ministry. They don't have anything. They just signed up. Okay? So when Juke got saved and he told us he was on assignment.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're on assignment? I was listening to you. I was on assignment. What was the assignment? To confuse people about the rapture. Why do people want to be confused about the rapture? He says, that's what we're trying to confuse. We want to make sure there's confusion with people about the rapture. Why is that top on your list, though?
Right.
Because if they don't escape, Satan's got them. Yep. And so I'm trying to get people to understand. Listen, I'm not concerned about sin. I'm concerned about people knowing who Jesus Christ is first. Because you can't deal with sin without Christ. You can't stop doing anything without Christ. So I'm trying to talk to people about Jesus. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. And this is what it says. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, right? Because Adam didn't have a mate yet, right? And he slept. And God took one of the zalav, which is like a rib, numerical value 19, just like Eve, 19, right? And God closed up the flesh instead thereof. So God put Adam to sleep. He split his side. He took out a rib. And after he took out a rib, it said he sewed up the flesh. And then he called this semek, which means support. This is going to be your support. This is what I've made you. You ask for someone that you can also relate to. So I've made you a helpmate, someone to get through life with, someone to fight the battles with. Okay. So now God has done that for Adam. But now Adam's support system is the one in chapter 3 that's listening to bad information. She didn't go, "Now I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I already read that. I know you're lying." If you have the knowledge to rebuke and people are telling you, yeah, but if you don't know, you got to check that stuff with the Bible. You understand? Because Satan's thing is not to make you sin. It's to give you new knowledge about how to be saved. It's just a million things that he can give you an idea about. So I'm going to look at this. Now watch this. This is Hava. That's Eve in Hebrew. Her numerical value is 19. The rib that was taken out of Adam, that's also 19. So she was made out of 19, right? So Semek, it means support. Numerical value 120. So all of this is talking about now judgment. Okay, now you have to understand. So 19 is another Hebrew word, and that Hebrew word is holy. And who is holy? God. Kadosh, 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 holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, right? So God, 19, has a way to deal with this 19. He's going to cure this. You understand? So God's going to cure the world of this sin that Eve has committed, and by doing it, affected the whole world, bringing sin into the world. See, your problem is not the sin. Your problem is you've gotten away from truth. Because the sin can never be accomplished or destroyed without you understanding getting back to truth. You understand? So we sit there and we preach to people, and God was showing me this morning. He said, there are people that would drive by and see a road, and maybe they missed the sign. The sign said, road is out in 3 miles, straight drop to death. Don't go this way. They missed the sign, right? Now, you have the information because you see them driving, and they are just driving and having a good time. They're driving with one hand, and your mama told you that driving with one hand is dangerous. So you're yelling at them, don't drive with one hand. That's dangerous. Don't you think there's something more important you should be talking about? They're driving with the music loud. So you're going, don't drive with your music too loud. That's dangerous. And the person's like, don't worry, I can still hear. And you're like, there is something else that you should be yelling other than what? And God says, maybe they missed the sign, they didn't see it. And God said, maybe they did see the sign, but while driving, they pulled over and said, excuse me, I'm trying to get to such and such place. Can you help me? I saw back there, it said that the road is going to be out in 3 miles and I'm going to drop to my death. But what do you have to say? And he said, well, partner, that's the old sign. And I'm telling you right now, that road is fine. You can just keep driving as far as you want.
That's life now.
Now, if that person believes that, they'll go, thank you. He just drives off with what? New knowledge. You understand? I just got new knowledge. I just realized I'm an original Hebrew, African Americans. New knowledge, right? You just got some new knowledge that's going to lead you into hell, right? The Pope is the replacement of Christ. New knowledge. All of this stuff. When I was confused at 19 and I was like done with Christianity, I thought maybe I'll give Islam a try. You know what they tried to teach me? Jesus is not God, first of all. That's the first thing we got to teach you. He's not God. He is a prophet, but he's not greater than Muhammad. This is what you need to learn if you're going to be here. So I was like, really? He's not God? I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, teach me. So they gave me a Quran. So I'm reading the Quran and I read that Jesus never died on the cross. And anybody who believes that he does is only fooling themselves. I read that in the Quran. And it says, wherever you find Christians or Jews, kill them where they're at. You have done Allah no wrong. And I went, really? You can kill Jews and Christians with no problem? I'm like, this is a crazy book. So I'm reading. I'm still not convinced to leave, though. So that tells you how crazy I was. The thing that messed me up was Abraham took his son Ishmael to Mount Moriah or to the mountain to sacrifice Ishmael on Mount Moriah. I was like, wait a minute, it says Isaac in another book. That was the thing that made me go to the imam and say, what? Look, man, or that would be the pastor of the place. I said, look, this book says this and this book says this. Either took Isaac or he took Ishmael, but he didn't take them both. So one of these books is lying, and now I'm mad because I want to find out which one's lying. So I go for a jog at a high school, and I see a Muslim guy, and I'm like, he's going to have the answer. Assalamu alaikum, brother. He says, wa alaikum salam. I go around the block. I come back around, and I said, so you're a Muslim, brother? He said, I was for 11 years, but I gave my life to Jesus. 2 years ago, I gave my life to Jesus. I said, really? I'm trying to be a Muslim. He said, don't do it. You'll end up in hell. I went, really? It was like God set this 6'6" guy with a bow tie on the track for me to talk to that day. He was not an angel. He was a person, because I started going back to church with him. And we started studying the Bible together. Why? So we can know truth. I'm listening to the Lord, because even sins, Satan will give you new knowledge, you know? And God wants us to know, look, me and Drea, when we met, we were like, let's just live together, right? But somebody told me, hey man, you guys living together, that's fornication. I was like, no, we feel married. He was like, you stupid. He said, you stupid. God don't feel you married. You know what I mean? So I'm like, so I started saving up for a ring. Like, I gotta get married, you know? But someone had told me, if you feel married, then you are married. A piece of paper doesn't define you. And I went, yeah, that's my gospel right there. Thank you, Satan. And he said, take that and go. Satan walked away. It was up to me. Now I was telling other people that. Piece of paper never defines you. You're married if you feel married. Really? I was like, so I was teaching another gospel. And I didn't know it or understand it, but someone taught me what? New knowledge. I'm going to read a scripture. And it is in John chapter 6. As Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Is that the truth or a lie? How do you know it's the truth? Jesus said it. Wait a minute. Well, now, I'm going to tell you why you know it's truth, because the rest of the Bible proves that God is God. And God says it is impossible for him to lie. So this is what Jesus says. God himself, which is Jesus in the flesh, says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God except through me. Snake comes in. You know, all religions lead to God. Now, I know you think I'm a snake, but my real name is Oprah. But all religions lead to God. And if you just find what feels good to you, it still leads you to the same God. Do you understand? Now, once she says that, Oprah walks away. Oh, she has a commercial.
Right, right.
Now it's up to you to do something with that knowledge. Yeah. Either you're going to rebuke it and that's not you, or you're going to fall into it and that's going to become your new religion. You understand? Acts chapter 4, verse 12. This is what it says. Nor is there salvation in any other. There is no other name under heaven among men by which you must be saved. That's a scripture. So God is saying this. There is no other name given to men under heaven whereby you can decide whether you like to be saved or not. He said rather that you must be saved. This is a commandment to every human being that you must give your life to Jesus Christ if you want to be saved. So that is a true statement. You understand? There's no other name. They were trying to teach me Muhammad was the name. No, Buddha ain't the name. No, none of this is the name. The Pope ain't the name. Okay. Whatever you find that's outside of Jesus is not the name. But once you start believing that, you're on the road, you're driving to destruction, and nobody can turn you around. You know why? Because you have already believed now that you are following the truth. You think you're following the truth, so nobody can talk. The worst person to witness to is somebody who says, I'm already saved.
Yeah.
But you just cursed the lady out across the street, so I thought I'd witness to you and tell you about Jesus. I'm already saved. I know Jesus. You can't say nothing else to him. So How does this person believe that he's saved? Somebody lied to him and told him that salvation is this, and yet he's never really accepted. Because I'm going to tell each and every person in here, and you all know, and if you're watching by YouTube, you already know. If you say a curse word, the Holy Spirit is immediately go, what are you saying? Are you crazy? Yeah. You stop that. You go repent right now.
Yeah.
You go, wait a minute. I never had this conflict inside me before. I used to curse all day. Right?
Right.
And nobody ever said nothing to me from the inside. Now all of a sudden I feel guilty about cursing. So the Holy Spirit is now living inside of you, right? So therefore something has changed. If you see somebody and you know that their behavior is not Christian, and this person says, I'm already saved, there's nothing you can do for them, right? Because they're driving down a road. They neither missed the sign or somebody gave them new knowledge, okay? And I'll tell you what this old lady that lived on our block, she used to say, get off my porch with that BFL. I was like, I just told a lady that Mr. Emanuel, we had a store at the corner, bought us, gave us some free candy from his store. And she said, get off my porch with that BFL. And we was like, she said, you little thieves. We're like, what do you mean? Why is she calling us thieves? And then, so I went back. I was like, what is BFL? It's a big fat lie. Get off my porch with that big fat lie. Mr. Emanuel is stingy. He wouldn't give you a penny. And he definitely ain't going to give no kids no free candy. So you went up there and you stole some candy. And I was like, she knew. She read right through us. She knew we were lying. Because, look. She knew, right, from the character of that person that you were lying, okay? If you don't know the word of God, you're not going to be able to know whether somebody's lying. You would have walked away and said, you know what? Mr. Manuel must be a really nice guy giving free candy to kids. Miss Foot said, get off my porch with that BFL. It's like, what's BFL? It's a big fat lie. You are lying. And sometimes you got to say that to Satan, because he lies and he tells people things and people believe it and it becomes their gospel. And then now you can't do anything with it.
Amen.
So I want to go. Now I showed you the guys the thing with the water, right?
Yeah.
And that the water, the living water comes from heaven. It goes into a man's body and God births that man's body into earth, but that body has living water from God in it, which makes that person God, right?
Yeah.
So now, there's a strange thing about water. It can be solid. What's the solid form of water? What's the invisible form of water? Gas, right? What's the other form of water? Liquid. So God is like, that water is three things in one. And you can't really understand how it does all of this, right? Because water can be floating in the air and it just haven't come down yet. So God is like, he is the living water. He was God who came in the flesh. And if you don't understand that he was God that came in the flesh to die for your sins, and if you don't accept it, you are about to enter into a 7-year period that's called tribulation, which is going to produce the death of many people. And we are here as born again Christians. And the Lord was saying to me in the same voice that he said to me before, teach, prepare my people to leave. I am not preparing you to be a ministry so that you can have a mega church. Prepare my people to leave. Do not prepare them for their breakthrough. Do not prepare them psychologically to deal with things. Your job is to prepare them to do what? Leave. Not that not preparing you to deal with life is, but God said that ain't your job. Your job is to tell them you need to live a righteous life with Jesus Christ or else you're going to be done. You understand? So I'm preparing you to leave. Okay? And the only way I can prepare you to leave is to give you truth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
Let's go to John chapter 1. the Gospel of John, chapter 1. A friend of mine called me yesterday, and she said she was going to come to church today. She didn't come, but she told me Jesus ain't nobody.
What?
She said, Jesus is just a man. Matter of fact, I respect you more than I respect Jesus.
Wow.
You ever have somebody talk to you crazy like that, and you're on the phone, on the other line as a Christian, you go like this. What'd you say?
Wow.
She said, Jesus wasn't nobody. I respect you. I know you personally, so I got more respect for you than I got for Jesus. I went, you are crazy. I said, it sounds like you've been talking straight directly to Lucifer.
Directly.
I think Dre overheard me, like, who are you talking to? But she was talking to me like she just talked to Lucifer, and Lucifer gave her information, and she wasn't backing down from it. And she's, her thing now is that she don't follow nothing. She just follow herself and her knowledge. And she don't need Jesus, and you'll never make her believe in Jesus or the New Testament.
Wow.
But she got knowledge. She was telling me about the Samaritan gods and the star constellations and the Nephilim. She had some knowledge. You understand? That was some knowledge, some new information. But none of it led her to what? Life. Because she don't believe in Jesus.
Wow.
Okay. John chapter 1. I know.
She will after a while, Pastor.
That's what I was trying to warn her of. I'm like, in about a week, right? Then I can't help you anymore. This is my call of help. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. You hear that? I'm going to read it again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was kind of like a God, but it wasn't really. The Word was God. You understand? And the Word, and it says, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. So all creation is at the hand of who? Jesus, who is the Word of God. So that means everything that has been created, in Colossians it says, rather visible or invisible, they have all been made by Jesus Christ. So we're not talking about a prophet here. In the form of Muhammad or Buddha or something like that, we're talking about God, okay? So when you say foolish stuff that Lucifer taught you, you got to back away from that stuff because you've been listening to a snake.
Amen.
In him was life, and it was the and that life was the light of men. The light shined in darkness, but darkness has not understood it. Does darkness have the ability to understand and not understand? He's talking about a person. Satan did not understand what God was doing when he brought Jesus into the world. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning what? The light, so that through him all men might be believed. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, he created the world. Now he's in the world. And it says the world did not recognize him. Why? Because he was in a human body. And it says he came to that which was his own, the Jewish people, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, or the sons of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm going to go over to verse 18. It says, no one has ever seen God but the one and only who is the Father's, who is at the Father's side. So the one and only is God.
Yeah.
The Word of God is God. So the last argument for anybody is, who is Jesus? We're going to do one more thing. I'm just going to read these off to you, okay? Seven times in scriptures, God is pronouncing who he is, all right? Now watch this. In the book of Isaiah 41, verse 4, who has performed and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning, the Lord, I am the Lord, the first and the last. Isaiah 44, 6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and the Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. Isaiah 48, verse 12. Listen to me, O Jacob, which is Israel. My call, I am he. I am the first, I am the last. Indeed, my hands have laid the foundations of the earth. My right hand has stretched out the heavens. When I called them, they stood up together. Now we're in Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Who's the first and last, you guys?
Jesus.
God. God is saying in the Old Testament, Jesus hasn't even come into existence. But God is declaring to the world that he's the first and the last. But in Revelation, listen what Jesus says, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. What you see right in a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. But Jesus starts off by saying, I'm the first and the last. Listen to this. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. When I saw him, I fell at my feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who was dead. God was dead. I am he who was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. Amen. I have the key to Hades and death. So here is Jesus in Revelation says, I'm the first and the last. And but by the way, I was dead, but now I'm back alive. So the same Jesus, or the same first and last that's in the Old Testament, Isaiah, is that the same first and last that's in the book of Revelation in the New Testament? Same person. But if someone tells you that Jesus is not God, you are dealing with a demon. Okay. If somebody tells you there's another way to salvation other than Jesus, you are dealing with a demon. There are a lot of Christian religions in the world. How many of them believe that Jesus is God? Do Catholics believe that Jesus is God? No. Do Mormons believe that Jesus is God? No. They believe he's the brother of Satan. Thank you. Do Muslims believe that Jesus is God? No. Buddhists believe that Jesus is God? No. Seventh-day Adventists, do they believe Jesus is God? No. They believe he's the Archangel Michael, the same as Jehovah's Witness. So there seems to be only one peculiar people in the world that believes that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And so you're very unique. You understand? So when Jesus says very few are saved, remember, there are a lot of people that are going to be in the world saying, we believe in Jesus. We even have a church, Seventh-day Adventist Church of this. We even have a church, Jehovah's Witness Temple. All of them will say we have a church and we believe in Jesus, but you have missed the point because you listened to the snake. Salvation is simple. The Bible is simple. How can you miss that?
Right. Right.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. How do you miss that? Unless your religion gives you a new book that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was a small God. And that's what Jehovah's Witnesses do, right? So understand, I'm trying to make sure that people understand why you got left.
Yeah.
It's a small thing to get you off course. You understand? It's a very small thing. If you're going straight, all you got to do is turn a little that way, and I guarantee you, you won't end up where you wanted to go. So that's why Satan lies to you, and he's not going to stop lying to you until you leave. He might send somebody to your door to give you a new revelation on God. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know your word, you better find out whether that's truth or lie before you start living on it or start repeating it to other people.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
At this moment and this time in history, right now, biggest lie going out to Christians is that you can get saved, whatever age, then you can live in sin the rest of your life and still be saved. Because you're saved by grace. That's the brand new lie, right? That's new information. Because everything before was a covenant between you and God. Everything is a covenant. A marriage is a covenant, okay? There is no covenant that you're going to tell a person who's coming into a covenant or a marriage with somebody. Now, I know you're going to marry her, but listen. Keep dating all the women you want and go to all the clubs and come home when you feel like it, because she loves you unconditionally by grace.
Well.
And those are your bags on the porch. Sorry, you're living on the street, right? Because I lied to you, okay? That's a big fat lie. Covenants require adjustments in behavior. You can't act the way you used to be when you were single, when you're in a covenant relationship. I can't act the same way I did before I know Jesus, after I come to know Jesus. Because the scripture says if I continue to do this, I will die. And the word thanatos that's used there means I will end up in hell if I accept Jesus and then continue living in sin. He says, you wasted your time. You have believed. Corinthians 15 says you have believed in vain.
Yep.
So this calls for action, okay? I'm going to go one more place. Then we'll praise God. Well, we know that, the foundation of the earth. Okay, so we're going to get to this. Now watch this. Because I want to show you guys that we're about to leave here, okay? And you can do this at home, because the 17th of Heshvan is Wednesday. Well, between, because if that was Tuesday, it's not my fault, because their day, the 17th, may start at the evening on Tuesday, and you don't know the hour. So therefore, if he should come in the morning or in the late night, and we don't know what time zone, and the Lord should come, a lot of people are going to be left behind. A lot of people are going to be left here. A young lady had a dream about me last night, and she said the Lord was showing her, like, you know, what Pastor Sandy is doing is right. It's like he's barking. He's like a John the Baptist. He's preparing the people to leave, right? And I can tell you absolute for sure that I didn't just sign up for YouTube. We were doing this before YouTube was invented. Okay? This was a calling that God gave me in 2003. Then it was a calling to start a church in 2004. It was a calling for me to learn Hebrew so that I can communicate properly to you what God is telling me. Okay? So, anyway, the book of 1 Peter says, before the foundations of the world, Jesus Christ was already in existence. You guys understand that? That means before he even made the world. Now watch this. What's the most important? How many letters are there in Hebrew? 22. What's the most important year in the Bible? 19, 48, the rebirth of Israel, right? How much does that equal? 22. So everything about God is linked. You understand? Why do we have 66 books? Because there's 22 Hebrew letters. So God says, let's have 66 books, 22 for Jesus, 22 for the Holy Spirit, 22 for the Father. We are a Trinity. We are one. Let's have one book, but have 66. Okay. So little things like that, people don't even know. Now, when was the first gospel preached to the world? Fourth day of creation. When was man created? Sixth day. So, I mean, the gospel was preached before God made man. Because you know when he preached it? When he threw the stars into the galaxy, God made those stars in the galaxy to preach the gospel. That's why you got Virgo, which is what? A virgin. And then at the very last, you got Leo, which what? Is a lion coming, the Lion of Judah, right? In between those, you have 48 star constellations. You guys didn't even know that, because I thought you just had 12. Because when my mom got her little horoscope book, I just saw 12. There's 48 of them. There's 48 star constellations. Do you know what one of them is called? The Southern Crux, means the Southern Cross. You know what the cross does every year? You know what the sun does every year? It goes lower and lower and lower. And then what do you have? Summer solstice, right? And then you know what it does when the sun gets as low as it possibly go? You know where it sits? It sits right in front of the cross, the constellation of the cross. And it stays there for 3 days. Study this. Look it up. Now I want to ask you, who made the stars do this? That the sun would go lower and lower every year till it gets to its lowest point and it stops on the cross and it stays there for 3 days. Then after the third day, it moves again and it gets higher, and then for the rest of the year, you get more light. Did you know that's how it works? Every year we do this, right? We drop the hour back and we bring the hour forward. But we're doing it based on the fact that the sun stops on the constellation of the cross every year for 3 days. And then on the third day, it rises up. This is what God's done. Now, I didn't learn that from the Bible. I learned that from scientists. I'm like, why aren't you Christians? If I learned that, I'd be like, this is crazy. I'm believing in Jesus, right? So what I'm trying to show you is this. Here we are. Is that? Here we go. 19... We'll say 39. 1939 to 1945 was the Holocaust. 1945 is when they got rescued. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to ask you to do it. Start reading at Psalms 39 and see if the Jews are crying out to God from 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, six psalms, they're crying out to God. 45 is the first one that is going to be something positive about God. So God put the Holocaust in the same year in Psalms that he put the Holocaust happening. He puts the same years in the book of... Then in Psalms 46, 1946, World War II was over. So God puts in that scripture what? I cause war to cease. So that means God knew when he wrote Psalms that in 1946, that's when wars were going to cease. But he also knew in 1914 that wars were going to start. Who was the main person starting the wars? Stalin. What did he utter from his mouth? He uttered from his mouth. The fool has said, read Psalms 14. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Guess what year he died? 1953. 1914, he said that. In Psalms 53, guess what it says? The fool has said, because he was dead then, that there is no God. So how is God marking the foolish statement of a foolish man who's starting World War I, mark his statement then and mark the statement once again in the same year that he dies? How does God do that? Okay, so as we're trying to tell people, look, when did salvation begin? When did grace begin? When Jesus Christ resurrected from the cross, right? What date was that? 17th of Nisan. When did the flood start? 17th of Heshvan. You think God didn't have another number he could use? Or is he like, okay, let's use the 17th again. I like that number. Or is he trying to tell you, grace starts here, Nisan. Grace ends here, Heshvan. Now, someone said, Pastor Sandy, maybe you shouldn't tell him. Maybe you should say, like, just keep it to yourself until, like, you know, like, maybe the Lord will come to you and give, or he'll show you something that he could make people really believe. But don't say it now, because if you say it now, then people might not like you if it don't happen. And I was like, what do you think? I'm a wimp and a coward? I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell you now. When I'm going to be a wimp and go, I don't want to tell you because you might not like me if it don't happen. I don't want to shoot the ball because if I miss, everybody won't like me. Shoot the ball. Stop being a wimp, LeBron. Right? Because that's what they had to tell him before, right? When he first came in the league, it was like, Kobe pulled him over and said, why are you afraid to shoot the ball? Shoot the ball. That's what your job is. My job is to tell you, when God shows me a date, to give it to you, to prepare you to leave. I'm telling you, Heshvan 17th, and now I've got a million liars coming to me. The calendar's been changed. The world is on a solar calendar. We may be 12 days off. I'm going to tell you what God told me to show you, okay? And it's your job to prepare yourself to leave. And if you believe that Jesus is anything other than God in the flesh, because he told the Pharisees, right? If you don't believe that I am who I say I am, you're going to die in your sins. Yeah. So if somebody tells you I'm anybody other than who I'm telling you I am, which is God, the great I am, the Father walking on you, you have believed a lie. So I'm saying to anybody, and God did not come to save people to be good church members. So if you don't act like a Christian only on Sunday when you used to go to church because you don't go anymore, thank God for no place to be fake. Ooh. Now you got to be home and be a Christian. You understand? I'll know you're a Christian by the way you act at home, right? So now you got to be a real Christian. You don't have any place to be fake. So when the angels come, they already know. You're not in church. He ain't got to pull people aside and go, oh, yeah, that one, she ain't right. But now you're at home, and everything's exposed. You either believe in Jesus or you don't. You either walking in it or you're not. But there are prerequisites to Nisan 1. It had to be, after 4,000 years, it had to be after Jesus' ministry, and then it had to be on the 14th day of Nisan, he had to be killed, then on the 17th. I'm saying there had to be certain dates on the 17th of Nisan for that to come true. It has to be certain dates in 17th of Heshvan to come true. First thing, it has to be 6,000 years. It has to be after 120-year count that God is doing. Go to Psalms. And it has to be in the eighth month on the 17th day, which is Heshvan. We qualify for all of them. So let's prepare. Or let's stay ready, okay? This message today was really not to you guys, because I know you believe who Jesus is. This message is for a lot of people who are believing lies. Because I get messages from people who are toes away from being a black Hebrew Israelite. Toes away from the Jehovah Witness said they'll pay my bills if I start coming to the... Because you know they pay them people?
What?
Do you know they pay them people?
No.
You can get some bills paid if you are a member of the Jehovah Witness.
Really?
Yes. So I'm telling my brother, almost married one. He's like, hey, either you coming in me, because I ain't paying all this. So I'm telling you right now, there's ways you, once you trap people, that you keep them in. You understand? Mm-hmm. Do you know that if you leave Jehovah Witness, they will never speak to you again or your family, and they're not allowed to, or else they get kicked out too? Is that Christianity? That's not. I'm just trying to tell people, if you've believed a lie and you've gone the wrong way, you've got a short span of time to repent and to come back to Christ, the real God of the Bible. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah.